What is the most effective way of adding voters to your party? Well, it's simple. You import them from other countries and then turn them into U.S. citizens, assuring that they will vote for you. That's exactly what the Biden administration is doing right now. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of the New York Times, your most trusted source of news. Their bombshell new report out on Joe Biden. This is the New York Times. Their plan to fast-track citizenship for illegal immigrants. This isn't just some policy tweak. This is a strategy aimed squarely at reshaping the electorate before the 2024 election. It's stunning. And it's all out there in the open for you to see, right? It's all out there in the open. So why should you care? Well, according to the New York Times, the federal government is processing citizenship requests at the fastest rate that we have seen in a decade. They're clearing out a backlog that piled up during the Trump administration and during the pandemic. Thousands of immigrants are becoming new Americans every week and just in time to vote this November. And the speed is astonishing. President Biden warned us that he was going to do this, by the way. He told us during the presidential debate, giving 11 million illegals citizenship, he told us, listen.
So why should voters trust you with an immigration overhaul now?
Because we made a mistake. It took too long to get it right. I'll be president of the United States, not vice president of the United States. And the fact is, I've made it very clear. Within 100 days, I'm going to send to the United States Congress a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people. And all of those so-called dreamers, those DACA kids, they're going to be immediately certified again to be able to stay in this country and put on a path to citizenship. The idea that they are being sent home by this guy and they want to do that is they've gone to a country they've never seen before. I can imagine you're 5 years old, your parents are taking you across the Rio Grande River and it's illegal. And you say, oh, no, Mom, leave me here. I'm not going to go with you. They've been here. Many of them are model citizens. Over 20,000 of them are first responders out there taking care of people during this crisis. We owe them.
We owe them. Isn't it amazing to listen to him speak just a few short years ago?
Yes.
Like, I mean, he still couldn't really put sentences together then, but that's like night and day difference.
Oh, no, that was totally know, supreme oration compared to what we get now.
Oh, my God. But the New York Times paints this as simply becoming more efficient at reducing the backlog of cases. That's how the New York Times is kind of spinning it. That's total bullshit, of course.
Well, because the timing is just too convenient. Like, oh, all these people were backlogged until. So had they been processing at what they would consider a normal rate for the last 3 years, then the preceding 3 years, they could have lost those people's votes.
Right.
But you get a citizenship under this administration, you are more kind-hearted to vote for the incumbent, right? Whereas 3 years ago, had you received your citizenship, you might have been able to realize how shitty normal American citizens are treated, and you may not then vote for the incumbent.
Yeah, exactly. So you're getting this clear path to citizenship very quickly. You're like, thank you, Mr. Biden. Thank you, Mrs. Harris. We appreciate it. We are now citizens. Thank you for what you've done. And now we get to reap the benefits of the United States, and we will vote for you. Yes, we will. It's a very clear intention to reshape the electorate in the United States. I mean, make no mistake about it. Zhao Wang is the CEO of Boundless, which is a firm that utilizes government data to analyze immigration trends. And he says it's outright that every new citizen could be a vote that decides Senate seats or even the presidency. This is what people don't talk about. They're talking about Harris versus Trump. That's one big piece of the story. But I mean, think about the primary votes right now. Think about all of these races, all of these Senate races, these House races, these local races. I was watching a video yesterday, Catherine Austin Fitz. We're big fans of Catherine Austin Fitz over at the Solari Report. And she made a great point. She said, you know, I get so discouraged because very few people are voting in primary elections. I think you in the newsletter today even covered how I think Wisconsin had a record.
Which was 26%
voted, which is a new record. Imagine how America could be reshaped if 100% came out to vote. 26%
right
in these primaries. And imagine now just a few illegal immigrants who are now citizens voting in those particular elections. In these blue states. Well, think about it for a second. Have you ever seen such a focused effort to close this close to a major election? I haven't. I can't think of a time. I was racking my historical brain going back. you know, yes, stimulus checks, things like that, but nothing like this. This is on a whole other level, really putting people on these voter rolls. Picture key battleground states like Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania. These are states both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump right now must win. Now imagine thousands of new voters in these states potentially swinging the election's outcome. MSNBC this morning doing backflips, excited that their new polling shows Harris suddenly winning in these key battleground states. Watch.
Right. This race has been reset, certainly since May, but even since July when President Biden dropped out. Look, back in May, we saw Biden trailing in all of the swing states, or at best tied. Right now, Harris is either leading or tied with Trump in those swing states. There's one state, Nevada, which she's still trailing in. But overall, if you look at those seven swing states, Harris is up again within the margin, but up 48-47. Biden was down by 3 points. So it's a reset. What's to me the most remarkable piece of this poll is what we've been seeing in surveys now that have been coming out in the last week or so, is how little she has been burdened, shall we say, by her association with the administration. She's the sitting vice president, and yet 59% of voters in these swing states think that she is basically the change candidate. She's turning the page from Trump and Biden. She is a generational change, obviously.
I'm
shocked to see MSNBC airing that, because yes, we are pretending that she's new here.
Right.
And she's not.
Unburdened by what has been.
And that pundit was shocked as I am, that people are pretending that she is a brand new person.
Well, today,
she's a rookie of the year, you guys.
Well, today, President Biden was leaving to get on Air Force or Marine One helicopter, and reporters were able to ask him like four quick questions. And one of the questions was about the economy and Kamala Harris. And Biden basically said, she's a part of this administration. Her economic record is with me. So I don't know if that was a slap. Like, he basically threw her under the bus. He's like, you know, because she's trying to distance herself right now from his economic record.
Right.
Like, when I'm president, we won't have inflation. We won't have this prices. We won't have all of this.
I'm going to fix it. I just haven't, because I like having solutions in my back pocket and not using them.
So Biden threw her under the bus today, saying, no, she's right there with me. She's right there with Bidenomics. It's unbelievable. This isn't just about winning an election, folks. This is about fundamentally altering who gets to vote in this country, with these illegal immigrants now getting this path to citizenship. You know they want to crap all over the Great Replacement theory, often dismissed, of course, as a conspiracy. It's changing, though, from theory to reality right before our eyes. When criticized, of course, it's labeled a conspiracy. People, that's a conspiracy. They even, that reporter in Australia slammed Tucker Carlson. Like, you talk about Great Replacement theory. And he's like, it's not a theory. You know, and then it's celebrated when it's called a demographic shift, right?
Because they use race to throw it in the trash. They're saying white people are replaced. And he says, absolutely not. Black Americans are being replaced as well. So are Hispanic Americans. Native born Americans absolutely are being replaced. And the demographics show it. It's not a racial issue.
No.
It's a citizenship issue.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with skin color.
But they applaud this demographic shift, and they're, you know, it's not a Great Replacement theory, it's demographics. And it's good for us. It's good for the United States of America. Biden admitted himself to this demographic fact. It's not a theory or a conspiracy. He called this years ago. Listen.
The second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Again, that's race baiting. That's why we see Black Lives Matter movement even speaking out against a great replacement, saying our vote is not counting. We are native born Americans and we are being replaced too. We need to pay attention to this, not in terms, again, of skin color, but in terms of native born citizenship.
Right. And so you have, yeah, Black Lives Matter, great example, when Kamala Harris was just selected. No one voted for her, but she was now selected, didn't have to go through any primaries or anything. Black Lives Matter came out and said, what the hell? This is treason.
Right.
You know, this is...
We lost our lives for the right to vote. Many of our ancestors did. So what is this shit?
Yeah, we fought our whole lives to be able to vote, and now you're not letting us vote. It's unbelievable. This scheme is funded. You might be wondering, who's behind all of this? This scheme is funded and orchestrated by the deep state and the NGOs, bringing millions into this country, being shipped to swing states by buses, by airplanes, and now they're doing it without caring about the American people's will at all. Like Black Lives Matter. They don't care about Black Lives Matter anymore. And Democrats know this. An Axios poll in April found that a majority of Americans support mass deportations. This is how bad it's gotten in America, that an overwhelming number of Americans now support mass deportations.
If we could leave that on the screen for a second, look how many Latinos, more Latinos than blacks, support mass deportation. That's really something. So when they frame this as something, well, you hate Latinos, well, are Latinos self-hating groups then that they also support mass deportations? No, because most Latinos who are voters have gone through hell to become so, and they don't think it's fair to now lessen those restrictions, loosen those rules, get rid of the hoops that they had to jump through.
Yeah, to go through and become a legal citizen after many, many years of going through the legal process. Yeah, it's infuriating. And they see their jobs being taken away, right? We saw, again, we covered this in Chicago, the native population of Chicago having their jobs taken away from them. So why do you think they support mass deportations? That's why. Americans want stronger borders and immigration laws. The polls show that. And I bet if we put a poll up here today in our chat and even asked you, do you guys support mass deportations? I wonder what the response would be. Let us know in the comments in Rumble and here on YouTube and X. Do you guys support mass deportations? Our leaders are supposed to represent us, right? So the majority of Americans want mass deportations. So members of Congress should be on board with this. Instead, they're not. They're doing the exact opposite of that. So how is flooding the electorate with new voters who may not share our values serving the American public? The answer is not at all. Let's call it what it is. This is an administrative coup, an attempt to cement long political power regardless of what the electorate thinks. Put in place a permanent Democratic majority across the United States, doing it with illegal immigrants and giving them a path to citizenship and giving them citizenship, not just a path. Bring them here and then giving them citizenship. And there's even more at stake here. We have a tidal wave of new citizens. Doesn't just reshape the immediate electoral landscape. Voting is one thing. It changes the cultural and the social fabric of America forever. These people are not going to integrate into our society. We pride ourselves on sort of being a melting pot. You know, you've always heard of the America's a melting pot, the great melting pot. We always hear about that. But what happens when you overfill a pot? It overflows and spills on the floor, and it ruins everything.
Well, that's a good example. If you want to melt things together, you don't throw a bunch of things in and turn the temperature on high, right?
That's
melting
a great point. Yeah.
Requires a slow burn.
Right.
And that is exactly what we have had, which creates this culture, which is a hodgepodge of many cultures that we pride ourselves on. We can have that. And any culture can have that, right? But it has to be a slow burn so that people can properly assimilate, or so that we have the resources to take care of people like this. It's not just like throw it all into the pot and burn it.
No, because it creates a disaster, and it's a total collapse of the system when you do it this way. You're not going to, I mean, think about neighborhoods, the overwhelming school systems. How are you going to do this? Well, we're already seeing it in a lot of sanctuary cities. You're seeing it in Denver. You're seeing it in Chicago.
We see it in Sweden. Yeah. Mass exodus in Sweden. People just don't want to live there. You want to live in Sweden?
No.
I don't. No,
I don't.
Also, they have about a 60% tax rate to get nothing. You get nothing for that except free health care, but it's overrun because of the immigration, broken immigration system.
Do we have any Swedes watching us this morning, this afternoon? Let us know in the comments. So ask yourself, what kind of country do you want to leave for your kids and grandkids right now? Do you want there to be one where the electorate is fundamentally transformed by a few globalists? Because that's what's happening in the United States. A group of unelected globalists are running the show. Don't fall for it, folks. Why rush to grant citizenship for illegal immigrants before the election? It's all about reducing backlogs and increasing efficiency, is what they say, right? So then why the rush suddenly now? Like, why is there this immediate push? If it's just about increasing efficiency and just getting through some backlogs, why is suddenly the New York Times writing a whole report on they're rushing to get this done right now? Don't fall for it. They are fundamentally trying to change the electorate, and they are doing it. So we're going to see this in November and how this all shakes out when Kamala Harris wins all sorts of states, from Florida to Pennsylvania to everything else.